That's the president calling.
You just tell him I call him back.
He's been pretty persistent.
All right, okay, I can't take that. Goodbye. President Trump, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Cochran. Is it cold enough for you? I hear Chicago's colder than a stare from Melania. It's colder than Nancy Pelosi's shrill heart. Yet, frankly, the only place colder than the Midwest right now is inside the Clintons' master bedroom in Chappaqua.
Well, thank you for joining us on this beautiful day, sir.
Oh, and hey, by the way, you weren't listening to everything I said when you tried FaceTiming me earlier, did you?
I got to be honest, I almost never listen to anything you say, but no, not at all.
Oh, good. So that means you didn't hear everything I said about invading Venezuela.
What? Hold on a second.
Never mind. Ask me a question, Cochran.
Mr. President, the government is back up and running until February 15th. A, do you think it'll stay open? B, are we going to have another shutdown? C, what about the wall?
These are all tremendous questions. Not really, but I'll answer them anyway. As far as another shutdown goes, that's not my call. Not my call.
What are you talking about?
That's all going to be in the liver spot ridden hands of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. And let me tell you something. Yes. In a way, I'm sort of hoping for another shutdown. I've been waiting for some extra time to binge watch The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel on Amazon Prime. I hear that show's fantastic.
Sir, you hate Amazon. Jeff Bezos, remember?
Oh, right. Make that Game of Thrones. I need to catch up.
Listen, your former buddy, Roger Stone, just got indicted for obstruction, making false statements. He's got a stupid Nixon tattoo. He was arraigned yesterday. Is Roger in trouble? Is he going to go to jail?
Roger has absolutely nothing to worry about. Nothing. He never did anything that was against the law. The key word there is law. What he did do was he just violated a couple of the Ten Commandments. Yeah, he was just bearing false witness and tampering, which is like commandment number 6, I think. And obstruction of justice is just a fancy term for one of those thou shall not covet ones.
I don't know that that's accurate, sir.
Trust me, if Roger goes to jail, Cochran, it won't be because of me. It'll be because he stole those ridiculous glasses from Harry Potter. Seriously, he looks like a refugee from Hogwarts.
I can't argue with that at all. All right, 2020. Let's talk about it for a second. We're hearing reports that Hillary Clinton, even though the thing came out yesterday, she's not going to run. Look, she's not closed the door to another run in 2020.
Hey, you know what they say, third time's the ultimate embarrassment. Now, frankly, I think it's possible that she's thinking about it, but I'm not going to believe it until the official announcement is made by her husband Bill on his Tinder account. Now, let me tell you something, Cochran. I would absolutely love it if she went at it again with Frumpty Email Dumpty, okay? I hope she does. I hope she runs. She'll be older. You know, we might have to change the chant at my rallies from lock her up to help her up. But if she does run, I have the perfect ad campaign for her. It's just like that Dos Equis beer commercial. Crooked Hillary is the least interesting woman in the world.
Well, you're on fire today, Mr. President. Now we got former Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz talking about running as an independent. You've already said he doesn't have the guts to run. Well, what's your big story on Howard Schultz?
Howard Schultz, who better to represent everyday Americans than the guy who invented the $9 Frappuccino? Sad. Seriously, does he think America's really going to go for a billionaire who's arrogant, has no political experience, totally tone deaf, and an egomaniac?
Not a chance. Not a chance.
Not a chance. Schultz's empire was built on lies. Lies. I mean, have you seen the size of a Starbucks tall?
The tall is small.
Lies. And besides, I don't trust the guy who calls his employees baristas. A barista sounds like a member of a Mexican drug cartel. Really does.
You're very busy thinking, haven't you? And now I hear you're going to do a sit-down interview before the big game on Sunday. That's their traditional sit-down with the network doing the Super Bowl. This is CBS this time. And Face the Nation anchor Margaret Brennan is doing it. Is that right?
Now, look, I only agreed to do this fake news CBS interview on two conditions. We don't discuss anything that has to do with Russia, and Margaret has to wear a New England Patriots cheerleader outfit for the entire segment.
Well, listen, Mr. President, the big game on Sunday. Let's do this. Who are you picking to win?
Of course I like the Patriots. I mean, not only is Tom Brady the greatest of all time, he has the second greatest head of hair of all time. Fantastic.
I don't want to talk to you anymore.
It's all real.
Thank you for calling, Mr. President.
Later, loser.
Catchphrase.
There it is. Later, loser.